condemnation from the White House. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The targeting of civilians would be a war crime. That statement from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki after an attack on a train station in Ukraine believed to have come from Russian troops. Well,
officials here in Ukraine say there are about 4,000 civilians who were at this train station who were essentially trying to escape eastern Ukraine. They've been told for a while to get out of that region due to the threat of increased fighting. But instead, officials say they were seemingly targeted just for existing, just for being there, and just for being Ukrainians. Now, as of now, that death toll stands at 50 people, five of which were children. This all happening in the city of Kramatorsk. Photos from the scene appear to show remnants of a rocket with the words "for the children" painted in Russian. In other images, bodies and luggage can be seen scattered at the train station.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. Russia denies attacking the station. The Motion Picture Academy has banned Will Smith from attending the Oscars or any other Academy event for 10 years. Following the slap of Chris Rock at last month's award show, the Academy called Smith's actions unacceptable and harmful and apologized for their actions and letting Smith remain at the show after the incident. A celebration at the White House a day after the Senate confirmed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She thanked Justice Stephen Breyer, who she will replace later this year.
I am daunted by the prospect of having to follow in his footsteps, and I would count myself lucky indeed to be able to do so with even the smallest amount of his wisdom, grace, and joy.
Three Republicans sided with Democrats in voting to confirm Jackson, who will be the first black woman to serve on the high court. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 137, the Nasdaq minus 186. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
SpaceX launches its first mission with a private crew.
Four private citizen astronauts are now hurtling towards the International Space Station after a spectacular morning launch. SpaceX was the launch provider. Axiom Space is behind the 10-day mission. These are not space tourists, but will work right alongside the professionals doing 8 days of serious scientific research before coming home with a splashdown. They each paid $50 million a seat. They're retired astronaut Michael Lopez Alegria, Ohio businessman Larry Connor, Canadian businessman Mark Pathy, and billionaire Israeli Eitan Stib, a former fighter pilot. At the Kennedy Space Center, Phil Keating, Fox News.
The crew is set to arrive at the ISS tomorrow. Amazon is challenging a union vote in New York City.
Amazon says it plans to appeal the union organizing vote at its Staten Island, New York warehouse. Roughly 55% of the employees chose to side with the Amazon labor union. The New York Post says Amazon claims the National Labor Relations Board suppressed voter turnout by how it set up the voting periods. The company is objecting to the labor agency's conduct before and during the polling. And it claims organizers threatened employees into voting in favor of the union. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Former tennis champ Boris Becker could face jail time after being found guilty of illicitly moving thousands of dollars after his June 2017 bankruptcy from his business account to other accounts. He was also convicted in London of failing to declare a property in Germany and hiding a bank loan of about $895,000 in U.S. dollars and shares in a tech firm. The six-time Grand Slam champion had denied all the charges, saying he had cooperated with trustees tasked with securing his assets, even offering up his wedding ring and had acted on expert advice. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.